Noble Jameson, my first neurologist, said, I've seen this many times before. When adolescence ends, your seizures will stop. My seizures will stop when adolescence ends. That was 7 or 8 years ago. 7 years seemed a lifetime. 8 years seemed an eternity. So began the mounting frustration and exasperation. That statement has echoed in my mind during a 40-year prolonged adolescence. The brain is like a car's engine. It controls what we do and where we go, and some of us have faulty electrical systems. In adolescence, testosterone shifted my brain into overdrive and flicked the seizure switch that controlled the firing of my spark plugs to the off position. It has remained there for over 4 decades. At the end of my 6th grade year, during the hot summer of 1974, my engine overheated, and I had 2 tonic-clonic, known at the time as Grand Mal, seizures. At the time, I experienced ictal, seizure, amnesia. So began a 42-year journey on epilepsy's electric highway. The fictitiously named Noble Jameson died in 2007 of liver cancer. Memories of events prior to that time became vague and uncertain, except for certain notable exceptions. In 3rd grade, my crush on Wendy, a red-headed, emerald-eyed girl, and in 4th, 5th, and 6th grades, Sarah, a sapphire blue-eyed blonde with perfect teeth who filled my thoughts and dreams. Double vision in the funhouse and the wild carnival ride of life. The first drug I was put on was Tegretol. Carbamazepine. It had absolutely no effect in controlling my seizures. It gave me double vision, diplopia, and ringing in the ears, tinnitus. I was then put on Dilantin, sodium phenytoin, the 3rd drug used to treat seizures, 1st bromides, 2nd phenobarbital, 3rd Dilantin. The tonic-clonic seizures stopped. I was referred to Noble Jameson. They progressed to absence, then known as petit mal, and to complex partial epilepsy. He put me on Depakine, valproic acid, a fairly new drug at the time. It was released to the public about the time I was officially diagnosed, and Meberol, mefibarbital, in addition to the Dilantin. They used to use bromides for sleeping powders. It is no wonder that it turned you into a zombie. Depakine was a terrible drug. It was in gel cap form, and if the coating dissolved in your mouth, there was a horrendous taste. If a pill should get stuck in your throat, it burned, and you had to drink lots of water to wash it down. I call Meberol the zombie drug. In your liver, Meberol is converted to phenobarbital. Everything was slowed down. Thought, movement, speech. In the morning before school, my mother had to shake me awake, even though I'd fall asleep at the kitchen table. School grades suffered, going from an A in the 1st quarter to a D in the 4th quarter. Dilantin was a great drug for controlling seizures, but it had an unpleasant side effect, gingival hyperplasia, gum overgrowth. Gums would grow to the point that, in some cases, they actually covered the teeth. Then you would have to have your gums cut back by the dentist using a Lasurge, a scalpel that cauterized the gum tissue as it sliced through. Having had my gums cut back 3 times, my only vivid memory of it was the smell of burned human flesh. Brush your teeth at least 2x a day and floss regularly unless you want to enjoy that smell yourself. Dilantin also decreases the free testosterone in your system, so males can have a lowered sex drive and difficulty in getting and keeping an erection. I haven't had that particular difficulty. For some strange reason, women may grow mustaches and sideburns. Their tender skin toughens, and their features become masculine. Being a man, I haven't inquired if this affects breast growth or not, though I'd guess not. But it is a highly effective drug. I've been on it for as long as I've had epilepsy, and I'm not knocking its ability to control epilepsy. It wasn't until June of 2013 that I got off of Dilantin. More on that in milepost 10, stoplight at the end of the tunnel.